Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here, too. Pam is a longtime, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust. A couple of months, we'll get her back on to celebrate that. She is the president of Unity Marketing, author of at least five, maybe more books, one mini book that I know of, too, on shopping. That's, in fact, the title of one of the books, Putting the Lux Back into Luxury, Let Them Eat Cake. I love that book, and on. That, what do the Henrys want? That's the little one, I think.
Yeah.
And why do people buy things they don't need? I keep asking folks around here that question. Pam, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be with you today.
So you're operating our camera out there on Main Street where the folks who have a couple of extra nickels to rub together hang out. And what are you seeing out there?
Well, my story is that small is the next big story in retail, because people, especially the ones that have a little bit of extra cash, a little bit of discretion in their spending power, simply do not want to go to the malls, and that's the last place they want to go. They really want a shopping experience, and it's not about buying product, as you so clearly point out in your barbell analysis. I mean, when they buy products, they go online.
That's right.
But when they want a shopping experience, they go to Main Street, where they feel welcome and where it's interesting and where they meet their neighbors and
right.
Can be with friends.
And they want to be there, and they eat lunch while they're down there. And the thing that I've said for years now is small businesses don't need to be thinking about what people need, because what they need, they buy by the bushel, by the hundredweight, by the truckload. And then get that anywhere, and those are commodities.
Right.
What they need to be focusing on is, what do people want?
Right.
Because what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything.
Right.
And therein lies your margin, isn't it?
It really is. And they want, you talk about it, the more we become digital, we are analog creatures, and we want that analog experience, which translates
that will never
business,
and that will
to
never
personal
change.
Experience.
That will never change. That's the thing. And see, this is where the retreat, what I call the great retreat from Main Street by Macy's and Sears and Penny's and et cetera, they're being pushed into the bar of this barbell, because they're not relevant anymore, and the two ends of the barbell is where the relevance is. Amazon's on one end, Google's on that end with them. They're sucking up the oxygen right out of the Macy's and Sears. That's leaving a vacuum on the other end, isn't it?
That certainly is. And again, the other end of the barbell is the small specialty retailers, small businesses that really provide a personal analog, face-to-face, hand-to-hand experience. And that's what people, increasingly want.
They've got an itch, don't they? And they can't scratch it themselves. They need help.
That's right. They need to talk to people. They love it. My advice to specialty retailers is to focus less on what you sell and more on how you sell it. And that means understanding your customer.
Tell us about that.
And you made such a great point in your article that it's, we look as retailers, as businesses, we think that these disruptors are doing it to us, and we focus on those companies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But really, the change, the disruptors only have opportunity because of the customers and the
That's
change
right.
in that customer experience.
That's
and
right.
You made such a great point that it's, that the customers are now empowered and businesses are being disrupted by that.
And they're indifferent to what happens to you. They'll love you if you give them reason to love you, but otherwise they're indifferent to you. They're not mad at you when they leave.
No,
the customers who left Macy's or Sears, because they obviously did, or those guys wouldn't be closing up. Those customers weren't mad at Macy's. They just became irrelevant.
That's right. Because Macy's just wasn't meeting the needs. And
so what are you
Sears
seeing?
Is such a sad story too.
Yeah, it is. One of my old companies that I worked for, I worked my way through college with Sears.
Yeah.
It was a great job. It was a wonderful experience. It grew me up real quick.
Right.
And it helped me make some money.
Right.
Okay. So what are you seeing specifically out there? Your sector of folks that you follow, how are they responding to all this?
Well, I mean, some are like deer in the headlights. They're focusing on the wrong thing. They're worried about the competition. Mm-hmm. And not worried about the customer. Mm-hmm. And that's, if they could just shift their focus and start doing things great in their own store and great with their customers, I mean, things would their business worries would resolve themselves. I think they've spent too much time looking at the big picture and, you know, the forest and not the trees. And the trees are those customers walking by your door,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, and not coming in, and you've got to figure out ways to get them and attract them and pull them in.
I worry about is that they'll see what we're talking about, and they'll say, hey, if Macy's is leaving, if Sears is leaving, if Target's leaving, or JCPenney or whatever, if they're leaving, then that means that we're going to get some of those customers. And then you stand there and you say, okay, anybody coming in yet? Anybody coming in yet?
Yeah.
Hey, folks, there is a vacuum. But vacuums don't stay empty for long, do they?
No, especially not in business.
And they only get filled with a plan. You've got to have a plan to fill it, don't you?
Yes, you really do. And you need to be thinking about marketing, because that's really where the rubber meets the road, is in really marketing effectively to your local community. And it's not just tactics. You really got to have a strategy.
Well, and the truth is, The people I think who are going to fill this vacuum are the people who are already there doing the things that you and I know that they need to do, but the reason they weren't doing more is because there was a Macy's and a Sears there.
Right.
But now that those guys, hundreds, folks, we're talking hundreds and
hundreds.
Within a year or two, there may be 1,000 retail giants, empty buildings.
Right.
And so that's a lot of vacuum, and I think the people who are going to do well on Main Street are the ones who are already doing pretty well. They're just going to do better.
Right, I think so too. Plus, you know, and I think retail, you know, there are a number of specialty retailers, independents, that are now located in malls where the Sears and the Macy's.
Those people are going to be hurt, I'm afraid.
They need to move.
That's right. That's well said, and I want to come back to that after this break. I need your website, Pam.
It's unitymarketingonline.com.
So check it out, folks. Her books are there and all the things that she does for her clients. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Because it's so hard to see. Come together right now. Oh,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.